NATO leaders also agreed today to add cyber defense to the alliance's mission. Basically, that means they could now consider a military response if any member nation's digital infrastructure suffers a major virtual hit. Kenneth Gears is glad the alliance is taking such threats seriously. He's an ambassador for the NATO Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence in Estonia. It's a research center that promotes high-tech cooperation among NATO partners.
Well, I think NATO, just like the rest of us, is wondering whether cyber war is myth or reality. But if you're a national security decision maker, you don't have the luxury of treating it as an academic question. NATO must look to the future. And cyber war skeptics largely are falling away because we realize now that not only are there traditional vulnerabilities to any operation or organization, but there are vulnerable routers, operating systems, applications upon which we all depend. And if a hacker takes control of a system, of course, then they become its owner. And when the system is managing critical infrastructure, and in a military case, even the firing and logistics associated with weapon systems and military deployments, you realize that everything, including national security, now is connected to the internet.
Is NATO playing catch-up with Russia in terms of cyber war?
Well, I think so. Nation states are ahead of everybody else because they have military and intelligence organizations with classified programs that have been working this issue for a very long time. Don't forget that the internet is a DoD project. And in the Soviet Union, they used to hack into the Pentagon way back 30 years ago. So obviously, organizations that are just trying to get up to speed on defense, as NATO is today, they're behind in the game because first-tier intelligence organizations and advanced militaries have been employing computer network operations for some time.
So with this NATO cyber pledge coming up this week, how will these countries work together, the NATO countries?
Well, I think they have to. Because cybersecurity is inherently an international problem, it requires an international response because cyberspace is bigger than any one country. It's bigger than the United States or France or Russia. So NATO and the European Union are the best places, frankly, to start chipping away at the anonymity of the attacker, as well as building a coalition of the willing in cyberspace, as well as to share best practices in computer security and the latest intelligence regarding threat actors.
I mean, the U.S. neither confirms nor denies it even has cyber weapons. So do you think this pledge will actually work?
I think so, because the internet is an international space, and there may be a lot of toes that you have to step on around the world in order to get the information that you need, even if it's just purely a defensive operation. And it's a difficult problem to solve, that you have to leverage potentially networks in third-party countries in order to conduct your operation, simply because that's the way the infrastructure is designed. But due to the nature of compartmentalized or sensitive operations, there's no alternative. So cyber operations are sensitive, but in this day and age, it is necessary for militaries to have this capability if they want to fight 21st century wars.
Kenneth Gears, the NATO Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence Ambassador. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's an honor. Pleasure.